Can we almost say that we are in a community of believers, the Bible says, so that's why we speak about life in each other's homes. So can we say that the Holy Spirit can use Dennis and speak to me and says, hey, my brother, I've noticed you don't treat your wife well. Can that also be how the Holy Spirit speaks? I think so. So at this in this moment, I'm speaking to him. I said, hey, guy, yes, see, that's not a plan. But the emotional excitement from him came so much where he responds. You can even hear the joy in his voice. Yo, I'm going to show this to my girlfriend. She's wanted one forever. She needs to see this Olika thing and just eating us. That's amazing. And I'm like, hey. But bear in mind that this is also a Christian that I'm speaking to. So now I'm sharing with him like, hey, guy, but the law says that you cannot do this. If you now drive into a problem, if you drive into a roadblock, you're going to have problems. And he responds back, he's still so excited because she's going to love this amazing little dingie. Pasnets on your hand. And now, because he's a Christian, I can go, okay, now we're going to go scripture. I said, you know now that you know the truth, it is accounted to you as sin. But the scripture for that is, so if you guys want to check, is James 4:17. If anyone knows the good, they ought to do and doesn't do it, it is sin for them. So now, yeah, I've already said, guy, listen, don't do this thing. Take it out. And our hearts, and the heart's response, or the response should have been, stop, remove it, because now you know what is right, what is wrong. Realize again, yo, but I just want to keep it a little bit. I'll turn it again on the next trip I'm going to do. I'm not sure. Are you really sure that the law says that? Google, boom, law, government, it is illegal. Almost called Pikey to stay. So then he goes again. I am a bitchy father. I will return it. I will definitely return it. This is an actual story. So this is the responses. I got my WhatsApp and Leicester. I can check what I sent him to make sure. So this is the actual response. I need no man. Let us see it. Let my girlfriend just see it. So his intention was to share joy. And we think it's joy, but sure. And then after that exchange, I sent the scripture, Romans. I sent him Romans and I said, if you don't follow the government, it's in Romans, I think Romans 12:1, which says the government of today, that we are supposed to abide to the law of the government. I didn't give Priscilla that scripture, don't worry. In the end, what do you think he chose? That thing was kept. That thing was kept. I don't know if he returned it because I said, no, you have to do this. But can we now see, even in our daily lives, that sometimes the Lord will go and say, okay, here's someone close to you, or here's a random person that the Lord sends and speaks into our lives. Something that we might think we're struggling with, or something that we know we're not supposed to do, and yet choose delay obedience, which already is a sinful response. Can we be so, so soft and in such a low position that when the Holy Spirit starts to prompt us, or prompt us, even be it through a person that you don't like, even if it's that person, that we are so low and so soft that we go and say, yes, Lord, if it is for you, I'd rather be a good Christian that surrenders my whole life to you, to honor you in everything, than to have worldly accumulation or worldly respect or worldly adoration, that our heart's posture goes and not respond like Cain, or like, unfortunately, our technician, that it is so quick to respond to the prompting of the Holy Spirit that we end up going saying, yes, Lord, I lay it down for you. We have the opportunity daily where we read our Bibles, where we speak to Christians, where we speak even to Him through prayer, and the Lord speaks to us, that we have the opportunity to go, Lord, you asked me this. You asked me this, and I'll respond quickly. And this morning, the reason why I asked Jacques them that, can we share before the worship, is that it allows us the opportunity to go and even search. David says, search me, O Lord, and see if there's any wicked way in me. That we go this morning into worship with the posture of, Lord, what I've done, what I'm currently busy with, and what I'm planning on doing, search me, Lord, and see what in me is not honoring you, is not yielded to you, is not for you. Am I making sense? So that is that. That in a nutshell is it, is what the Lord asks. The Holy Spirit is there to share, to convict, to teach. The Bible is there to also admonish sometimes. I'm just reminded of a story that Andrew said, that he had a story of tithes. Andrew had a story of tithes, and he was not sure yet where he landed on tithes for some reason, but that was his journey. And ended up where the Lord spoke to him about his tithes and offerings. Andrew, and this was his conviction, so I'm not putting this on anyone. So after the Lord spoke to him, and the Lord also said, okay, now that you tithe, you still owe me. And Andrew went back and calculated what he did not tithe, and he paid that back to the Lord. So whatever and however the Lord speaks to you this morning, if you need someone to pray with you, if you need someone to process with you, if it doesn't even make sense sometimes, grab one of the leaders and just say, this is what I'm feeling. If you have a picture, this is what I'm seeing. Can you clarify? Can you help me wrestle through this? And it's something big. We have accountability partners where you have someone that's solid in the Lord. It needs to be someone that is mature in Christ. If you have a journey of something greater, or there's hurt, or there's deep sorrow, depression in your life, there's people that can really come alongside you and do certain things and pray with you and walk this life with you and walk this journey through with you, disciple you. But if the Lord says it's time to do this, it might even be something small. I don't want to put anything on anyone, because we do life together. Even if it's something small, you would be amazed how the Lord responds in with you, even if it's the smallest of just getting up or kneeling before him if he prompts your heart. We're going into worship, and the man altijd gesê, do some business with the Lord. Do some business, ask him. Seek his heart. And let the Sunday not be a Sunday where it's a lacquer thing to hear. But let the Sunday really go and say, Lord, here's a big one, here's a small one, here it is. And the Lord will highlight which to deal with in which season. You guys are welcome to come to the front. Sit in them is going to start worship now.